to Mr. Eddie Weisel in New York, please.
That senior, sir?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes?
Ed Weisel on 90.
Eddie?
Yeah, how are you?
Well, I just want to see what kind of an organization my campaign manager, Mr. Weisel, had built over the nation for me this week.
Well, I'll be on television at 2:30 tomorrow.
Good.
But it will be local.
Uh-huh.
In which I explain the television acquisition.
The what?
They're going to ask me about the acquisition of the television station by Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah.
So you won't be able to hear it, but I'll send you a kinescope of it.
All right. Okay. What else?
The Kennedy people try to take over the state organization. They wanted the state organization to move into their headquarters. I talked with the mayor about it, and we decided not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that the state headquarters will be handling the Johnson-Humphrey campaign, and the Kennedy people will be handling their own campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Although there will be no hostility between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt that we couldn't afford to submerge the presidential campaign to the senatorial campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor agreed with me,
mm-hmm.
and so did the state chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you do.
Yeah, I think that's all right. I'd make them make the decisions, though, so they won't lay it on to you.
Oh, yes.
I'd put them out in front. I'd agree with them always, make Wagner.
Oh, yes. I did not appear in it at all.
I think that they'll be inclined to... he and I had a pretty strong talk about he expects us to finance most of that campaign. We haven't got anything to finance anything with. But we got a good many commitments out of New York to help, and I think he wants to take the money, and I believe he took Ken O'Donnell up there a couple of days this week, Friday and Saturday, and probably try to keep some of those groups that were going to give to us to so forth. But he said he could raise $300-$400 himself, and he'd borrow $400-$500, but it cost $1.5 million, and he wanted us to put up the difference.
Well, the state committee has no money either.
Mm-hmm.
So his only hope, you know, in this state is to have the vote for the president so large that it will carry him through. He would absolutely lose if it were not for the strength of the president.
Mm-hmm. What's Hearst going to do?
He's going to support you.
When? The damn thing, we just got 8 weeks now.
Well, when do you think you should?
Right, just as quick as yesterday, just like asking when you think you ought to start running with the ball after the referee starts the whistle. The convention started the game, and they got just 60 seconds, 60 days, and every minute you sit on the sidelines, it just makes it that tougher.
I thought that it would be more effective if it came a little later.
I don't know why. They can use it every damn day. I got to New York Times right quick, and the Kansas City Star right quick, and the Oregon Journal right quick, and we really need to show that a good many papers that were normally moderate and conservative are supporting us.
Well, I'll get busy right away.
Just tell them and whoever they want me to talk to, I'm willing to do it, but I sure do. I've been their friend, and Bobby's out of the Justice Department. He's not going to represent them over there anymore, and they don't have to be scared of him, so I just, by God, want them to act.
All right, I'll do that right away.
They got interest in Pittsburgh. They got lots of interest around here, and we're going to be running thing 4 years, and I don't want them coming in here and hand me some little old story about that they had an article by Marianne Means or somebody down on the front page that's ordinary news. I want a little crusade in there, how they did it when Eisenhower's running. And I'm friendly to business, and I'm friendly to their viewpoint, and I'm friendly to Dick, and I'm friendly to Hearst. I've had all of his group in here on safety patrols and highway safety and every damn thing I could think of. But now I've just got 60 minutes to play a football game, and about 10 minutes already gone. And I'm first quarter's about gone, and I got to have some help.
I'll get busy right away. And
now you think I ought to call Newhouse?
He's leaving for Europe today.
All right.
He told me to tell you that they would all support you. I had a long talk with Hamburg, incidentally, in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And he promised to go along. He wrote one editorial, which he sent me, which was fairly good, not 100%. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he would go along.
You know when?
Well, they didn't say when either. They said at an appropriate time.
What do you think Scripps Howard's going to do? Do you have any idea?
Sir?
Do you know any contacts with Scripps Howard?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think I'll call Annenberg and just tell him that you told me that he's going to help me, and I want to thank him.
And so did Mike Coles.
Mm-hmm. That John or Mike?
Mike.
Well, now that means Des Moines, Iowa.
Well, John is in Des Moines. Is Mike in Des Moines?
Yeah,
John is in Minnesota.
Yeah. John told me he was for me, but he said he didn't know about Mike.
Mike told me to tell you that he was for you.
When was that?
About 2 weeks ago. I had dinner with Mike and with Walter Annenberg.
They both told you, huh?
Yes, sir.
Tell you, next time, Eddie, you say when. Tell them this ball game's being played. That the referee blew the whistle and they kicked off at Atlantic City.
All right.
And we've had a good week gone by.
All right.
I've got less than 60 days left.
All right.
They're going to reopen the Bobby Becker thing and have big Senate hearings on that and disgrace McCloskey and everything.
Are they going to have hearings?
Yeah. They say they can't vote it down. Republicans are going to... They defeated Scott Lucas once out there because Kiefhofer had hearings on the Chicago Sheriff.
I know.
So they're going to have hearings on McCloskey now and raise hell about all the money. That'll cause us some trouble.
McCloskey could take pretty good care of himself, can't he?
I don't think so. I think anybody in the finance business is very vulnerable. And when a man buys a bond that costs $70,000 and pays $110,000, it's not very good.
Well, those are the fortunes of war.
Yes, sir. We got to be looking for some real Phi Beta Kappa top flight lawyers, young ones that are Ivy League, that will really attract people and that we can have a solid, sound Justice Department. And you just ought to look. Have you got any real top flight ones in your firm?
Yes, we have.
Well,
but what kind of work?
Well, you've got a real attractive one now in Cy Vance down here. He's attractive. I don't know. I never did think he has much sense as they say he has, but he's really gone over in this town, and
yeah.
He makes decisions, and he's very popular, and he's very respected by all of them. When he was with us, you know, I thought he was a fine fellow, but I didn't think he was a cabinet material.
Yeah.
But he's really built up. But we'll need some assistant attorney generals, you see, in the little cabinet. And it's a fellow's got a big bunch of lawyers under him, and he'll have to run a claims department and a tax department and a criminal department and things of that kind. And we really ought to. Years' experience is wonderful for him.
We have Tom Farmer, you know, he's from our firm, too.
Who is he?
He's general counsel to the AID.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Foreign aid.
We can
recruit a lot of fine lawyers.
Well, you ought to look at the Yale and Harvard and the best law schools in the country that you've got and look at some of them that made the top honor, so we can really draft one or two that everybody'd have to say is real top flight.
Sure. When do you want to do it?
Well, I don't want anybody to know it, but I've got to, Bobby's out now, and I don't know when these other folks will be resigning, but I want to be prepared when they do, when one drops out, to be able to replace him. I don't want to shake up before the election. But if, for instance, if I name Katzenbach as acting attorney general, I've got to name a deputy attorney general. That's the second man in the department. And I'm giving serious thought to naming Tom Clark's boy, Ramsey. He's in charge of claims now,
yes.
And he's done a good job. I believe Lands, he's done a good job.
Yes.
But again, that hurts me a little. It's Texas, and
that's right.
And they say a Texan's taking over.
Well, can't that be delayed till after?
Yeah.
After the election.
Yeah. But I need to have people available, so you ought to be looking for them. You ought to look
at...
Who do you consider the ablest young lawyer in your firm?
Well, there's so many of them.
Well, now you've got one able congressman.
We've got so many able. They're all...
Well, say two, then. Let's pick out two attractive ones of the advanced type. Who would you name?
Well, I don't know right offhand. I'd like to think it over.
Have you got that many lawyers you don't know?
I've got 115 lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
See, and they're all, most of them are all law review men. Some of them are very sound technicians, but their judgment isn't of the best, so you want both ability and judgment.
Well, did you figure Vance's judgment was good?
Well, I didn't think it was as good as it's turned out to be.
What did Bobby Lehman say about our meeting the other day?
Well, he was very enthusiastic about it. Very enthusiastic.
Well, they ought to get me 100 of those businessmen now, so they
can... will. They'll get you more than 100.
I hope they do. You find some. Every time you meet a damn Republican that runs something, you just put him on and make him sign up with us.
Well, I've given them a list of about 20 who are willing to sign up.
Well, why don't they announce them?
Oh, I think they will as soon as they get to it. The president of the Continental Casualty Company wants to sign up. The president of Field Enterprises wants to sign up there.
What is that, Marshall Field?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The president is Bailey Howard. He's the president.
Is that Marshall Field organization?
Yes. They're doing a wonderful job for you, as you know.
What about the your taxi cab friends and your movie friends?
They're working. They're working on these people, and I think they'll bring them around.
What about your movie friends?
Well, anyone that you want will go on.
I want everybody that I can get.
Yeah, but we don't want too many...
No, but I just want one or two of the big financiers.
Yeah.
You don't want... What about Skouras?
Oh, he'll go on. He doesn't amount to much anymore, but they'll all... Balaban will go on. Warner will go on. All but Disney.
Is Disney against us?
Yeah.
Why is he against us?
He likes cold water.